Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? We are back for another player preview. This time, we are doing three players in this video. Landry Shamet, Okiki, and Marcus Morris. Knicks signed Landry Shamet and Marcus Morris in the last couple of weeks here. They signed Okiki into that Exhibit 10 deal. Shamet and Marcus Morris are on Exhibit 9 deals. Non-guaranteed contracts, so we thought to just put them all in one video. We'll go through all of the players individually, see who can shake out during training camp, but this is another Knicks players preview video, and I'm excited to get into it. So, Chris, first and foremost, what's up?
What's going chilling, on? Chilling, man. Chilling. Happy to be talking Knicks, of course. Yes. Excited for, you know, some of these guys that the Knicks have signed to, you know, some Exhibit 9 deals. So, Jumo Kiki, who we all know used to play for the Orlando Magic. Landry Shamet, which, you know, I remember for his days in Phoenix, and obviously he was with Washington the past season. And then we have Marcus Morris Sr., who was once a Knick.
Yes.
And we all know what he did for us, you know, around that time when we were transitioning away from Carmelo Anthony, you know, played alongside Julius Randle, kind of, you know, I have good memories when it comes to Marcus Morris Sr., so I'm happy to be talking about these guys.
Likewise, yeah. When that Marcus Morris move came out, I was like, okay. I like the toughness aspect of it. But in case you guys don't know, so these guys are signed to Exhibit 9 deals. I think, like I said, Okiki's Exhibit 10. It's a whole bunch of definitions, and I'm going to try to explain it to you guys. So an Exhibit 9 contract in the NBA is a specific type of contract designed for teams to sign players for training camp without assuming significant financial risk. It's typically used for non-guaranteed one-year minimum salary deals. So it gives the Knicks injury protection. They're non-guaranteed. So right now the New York Knicks are at 14 guaranteed contracts, Chris. So they have one spot remaining, and it's going to be an interesting battle with these three guys during training camp. At first, I kept going through my mind, like, is it going to be Shamet? Is it going to be Morris? You have the Okiki aspect of it. Training camp is going to be fun, Chris, with all three of these guys battling it out. And they all bring a different element. I mean, who do you want to start with first?
You know what? Let's go Landry Shamet, because Shamet. That was one where when I heard he was signed, you know, to obviously when I heard he was signed in general, I was like, yeah. Okay. I like that. You know, this is a veteran guy, veteran guard. He can, you know, defend a little bit, but mostly he's known for spacing the floor, right? And you can never have too many shooters. So that was my thoughts. I liked it initially. I was like, all right, I like that. But on the flip side, it started making me wonder, like, we kind of have a lot of guards at the moment. So what's this about? Is this just simply getting some competition for training camp? Or is something coming around, you know? And obviously this was before we heard the news about Marcus Morris also being signed to a similar deal. But what were your thoughts when it came to Landry Shamet being signed by the Knicks?
I liked it. And then it came out about his contract being an Exhibit 9 contract. He has experience, especially experience playing around stars. He played in Phoenix a couple of years ago. He can run the rim. He can finish at the rim. He's a good dunker. Has playoff experience. According to Ian Begley, he had other suitors but chose the Knicks rather than the other suitors. So that was a little interesting wrinkle. Shot a career low, 33% from three last season with the Wizards. But, I mean, it was with the Wizards, so I don't know how much you want to take from that, you know. So
you got to give him a pass a little bit on that.
Yeah, he had a stint with the Brooklyn Nets. Just a nice guard to have. You can never have enough shooters. But when it first came out, like you said, Chris, I was like, I thought personally like a trade was going to come a little bit after. Like, do the Knicks have a trade in the works and they're kind of guarding themselves? But at the end of the day, you can never have enough shooters, and Shamet just brings experience, and he's a good player.
He's solid, and also he's a player who also has history with Mikal Bridges.
Yes,
there you go. Going back to the Phoenix days for Landry Shamet, he also played with Mikal Bridges. So again, you know, the Knicks looking to add pieces where, you know, there's already a chemistry sort of built in there, which I love, in my opinion.
It's whether or not, who do you think fits right now with this current roster? Do you feel like we need another guard in Shamet? Do you feel like we need another big body forward in Marcus Morris? So I guess we can transition to Marcus Morris now, Chris. So Marcus Morris has bounced around the NBA a lot. I mean, ever since the Knicks traded him to the Clippers, he's gone to the Cavaliers, the 76ers. Who else? I think that's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Prior to that, he was a New York Knick.
Yeah. So
season.
And then we traded him to the Clippers. We got back a first round pick. So now full circle, he's back with the New York Knicks. He is 34 years old, a veteran in this league, can guard 4 to 5s, big body, tough body, can shoot the three at a high rate. Chris, I think what did he shoot the three at?
Last year, in a split between the Philly and Cleveland, he shot right around 40% from three. So still can shoot the ball really well. Also 40% from field goal percentage overall. Which, you know, obviously 34, a bit older, but looks like he still has, you know, some in the tank.
It does. And he was even on Instagram saying, back like I never left. So it's like, does he know something that we don't know? Like, but then we had Shamet on Instagram tweeting a picture, you know, in New York and you know, enjoying himself in New York. So look, Morris brings a different element to this team. If he was to make the last roster spot, Chris, I don't foresee him, you know, being in the rotation right away. Maybe if an injury were to happen down the line, you can go to Marcus Morris because he brings that veteran presence, can guard 4 to 5s. And, you know, he's a veteran in this league and he's been there, done that, has playoff experience, which is huge. Shamet has playoff experience as well. So the Knicks just seem like they're bringing in guys that have experience, are not going to complain, are not going to, you know, pout, and just want to be around a winning culture. And that's what it seems like the Knicks are doing. And that's what they've done with signing these guys to these Exhibit 9 deals.
Yeah, I agree. And isn't it nice for once? I mean, you usually see teams like Boston, you got your teams like OKC, where these veterans will be like, hey, I want to join that team for peanuts just because, you know, they're contenders. It's a great time to be a New York Knicks fan because we're one of those teams now. Players, vets out there want to play for this team because they see it too. We have something special brewing with this roster, you know, so that's a nice little icing on the cake, basically, for us Knicks fans going into this season. We're one of those teams where the vets want to come. They want to play for us because they see the potential for a championship.
They do. And, you know, I like the Morris signing. I like the Shamet signing. And like you said, they want to play for a winner and they want to be with this, you know, organization. Morris has been here and it seems like, you know, the things he's been on Instagram, you know, posting, that he seems like he's excited to be back and possibly make that 15th man. So to me, it just comes out to them, those two. I mean, we can go to Okiki. So the Knicks signed, I think, Okiki to I think it's an Exhibit 10 deal, if I'm not mistaken. So Okiki was with the Orlando Magic, versatile forward in the NBA, drafted 16th overall in 2019. He's pretty much known for his defensive skills and ability to shoot from behind the arc, but injuries have taken a toll on his career. So, I mean, he's, you know, just really hasn't gotten his footing with an Orlando Magic organization. So, you know, those three are a non-guaranteed deals, Chris. And you need bodies. At the end of the day, you need bodies during training camp because you're kind of instilling your system and your playbook, and you kind of want guys to shuffle in and out. And, you know, hey, maybe the Knicks see something in Okiki, Chuma Okiki as well, that they can possibly unlock as well. Bring him into training camp, get him in your building, get him in your facility, and just go from there.
Yeah, I agree. And Okiki, he's a young guy, you know, 26 years old. He was a former first round pick Obviously, you mentioned Orlando Magic, and things just did not work out for him there for whatever reason. You know, shot around 30% from three when he was with Orlando, but it did, you know, his percentages dropped. He was closer to 35 when he came into the league. You know, last season he shot 28%, which is not what you want. But, you know, a young guy who maybe the Knicks think they can mold into something and develop. You know, the Knicks, as of recently, have shown that they can develop some of these young guys. And maybe they're seeing something in Okiki where they're like, hey, we could work with that. My only question to you is, out of these three, Chuma Okiki, Landry Shamet, and Marcus Morris Sr., which one of the three you think the Knicks need most? Or might just break through. I got my pick, but I'm curious to know what you think.
I would say, considering the way the roster is set up now with all of the guards that we have, and like I said, you can never have enough shooting. The Shamet signing to me was not redundant, but just that just made me like kind of confused a little bit, because I didn't know what direction the Knicks were trying to go in. And like I said, you can never have enough shooting on your team. But veteran presence, veteran player in this league, experience, maybe Mikal put in a word for him, who knows. But I personally think, it's going to have to come down to training camp. I mean, that's what these deals are for. And it's just what Tom Thibodeau thinks that he needs in this team, on this team, excuse me. And I personally think that Marcus Morris fits better, brings you that toughness, brings you that grit, has been here, knows the grind, and just has that New York attitude. He's like a New Yorker. I mean, you know, he just brings that toughness. And I feel like that's the direction I would go in, considering his size. And we need size on this team, considering our front court situation. So that's the direction I would go in. What about you?
Well said, and that's exactly where I was leaning for the same reasons you mentioned. You know, that toughness, you know, everybody knows when it comes to pushing, shoving, and teams trying to punk each other out, nobody wants to mess with Marcus Morris Sr. You know, he gets on the court and people are like, hey, all right, chill, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I think that's just crucial. And I think it's something we were missing, you know, especially last season with Julius down. You know, he's usually kind of our enforcer, and to have Julius and Marcus Morris would be amazing, you know, because like you mentioned, toughness, just a dog, right? Just somebody who's going to get in your face. He's going to defend the guys, you know, he could protect JB. And again, a veteran presence who's been there, has playoff experience, you know, someone who you can count on and could probably still hit a big bucket for you if you needed it. But I just think overall, for just like you mentioned, the way the team is currently constructed and for what I think the team needs more, I lean towards Marcus Morris Sr. as well.
Yes, sir. So when we can end it on this. This tweet is from Fred Katz. The Knicks will have some interesting training camp battles given the names on non-guaranteed contracts coming into camp. Landry Shamet, Chuma Okiki, and now Marcus Morris, all on non-guarantees. Knicks only have one roster spot open. Another tweet from Ian Begley. He says, Landry Shamet gives the Knicks shooting and a veteran depth that they didn't have last season when injuries mounted. That's another thing, Chris. Like, when injuries mounted for the Knicks in the backcourt with OG going down, we couldn't score. Like, I mean, we really didn't have enough shooting. And then when Brunson went down, that was all she wrote. But especially when Bogdanovich went down, it was tough to score. So I guess they see something in Shamet regarding, you know, obviously his ability to shoot and put the ball in the basket. But we're going to have to wait and see. Training camp should be fun.
It should be interesting. I can't wait to see who shakes out of the pack. I could see, you know, I can argue for any one of these guys, you know. Obviously, Okiki being young and possibly having unlockable potential. You know, obviously Shamet, kind of in the mold of a Dante DiVincenzo, if you want to say. And then Marcus Morris, obviously, with his toughness and veteran presence. So it's going to be fun, man.
Yes, sir. So that was the player previews for those three gentlemen on Exhibit 9 and Exhibit 10 deals, training camp invites, non-guaranteed deals. It's going to be interesting watching what transpires during the Knicks training camp. Let us know in the comments below, what do you guys think about these players? Who do you think shakes out and makes that 15th roster spot on the New York Knicks. In case you missed it, our last player preview is right here on the screen. Just hit the video right there. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.